Here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Cilla the Musical. And it's the New Victoria Theatre in Woking who invites you to step inside, love, to this sensational show about the superstar singer and her and personality, Miss Cilla Black. Now, the musical is a new spectacular. It's a heartwarming musical adaptation of the critically acclaimed hit ITV television series by BAFTA award-winning writer Jeff Pope. Now, it tells the extraordinary story of a teenage girl from Liverpool whose dreams of stardom lead her to becoming one of Britain's best-loved entertainers of all time, Cilla. Our Cill. Now, we see Cilla go from Scotland Road, with no front door, to just seeing just how many doors open for the talented teenager, courtesy of a besotted Bobby, as well as her friends, the Beatles, pre-Beatles at this stage, and Brian Epstein. Now, we witness Cilla being dragged on stage by her mates to sing at the Cavern, to going for a take in the recording studios, right up to date to the London Palladium and to her renowned, sensational show, Cilla. And I have to say, it is fabulous from start to finish. Now, if anyone can depict a slice of Liverpudlian life, it's Bill Kenwright and Bob Thompson, renowned director and collaborator on Willie Russell's sensational show, Blood Brothers. And, of course, Bob directed this show with great aplomb, Cilla, of course, and it's pace perfect, and it's got so much heart and humour. And he does exactly the same, of course, with this show as he did with the award-winning Blood Brothers, which, of course, was a Western sensation, award-winning all the way. Now, Gary McCann does a great job with scenic art, the backcloth offering us an insight into Cilla's family life. The set changes are slick, and we're brought straight into the action of the Cavern and that Merseybeat sound that came bursting onto the scene. Now, Bob Thompson is also very quick to showcase the inherent personality of Cilla and the Scouser sense of humour. Now, as fans of the original 1984 series of Blind Date, as hosted by Cilla herself, will be glad to hear this show has a lot of laughs, and it's a lot of fun, courtesy of the spirited dialogue and a sparky relationships between Cilla and her mates, really well played. And, of course, Neil MacDonald as John White, Dad's father, offers a lot of laughs, as do Bobby's brother and his girlfriend. So, you know, great performances throughout. Now, Cara Lily Hayworth, playing Cilla, it does it to absolute perfection. Her spoken dialogue was uncanny. Close your eyes and it could have been Cilla. She had a great spark and she's extremely likable. And I have to say, just had an absolutely phenomenal voice. It had a great tone to it. Now, while she depicted the essence of the real Cilla, she had that Cilla quality, her voice was unique to herself. And in many respects, no disrespect to Cilla, but it was Cara's voice was less nasal and shrill than Cilla, a little bit more rounded, a very sort of beautiful jazzy quality to it. She absolutely, you know, spellbound, enraptured, just a couple of the words to describe the audience's reaction to the penultimate first act song, Anyone Who Had a Heart, the classic. Now, Cara absolutely captures everyone's heart and soul in singing that song. It's just sensational. Now, Brian Epstein, who discovered Cilla, of course, one of his only female clients, describes her as a diamond in the rough to her father, while Cara just shimmers and sparkles like a true star. Now, talking of shimmering and sparkling, Cilla's show costumes are simply stunning, and credit goes to Gabrielle Ingram on costumes and Richard Morby on wigs. Now, day wear is also fantastic, and it depicts the family clothing very authentically too. There's some great 60s costumes, the set's very 60s, and the sound and the lighting are spot on. Now, choreographically, I loved it too. Carol Todd gives the cast and ensemble, who double up, some great dance routines and some great movement. The turnaround was really tight, and it was also kept pace perfect. Ensemble and support are superb, and they're fully committed throughout. Now, Carl Ohl, as Bobby, the boy besotted with Cilla, who goes on to manage and marry her, is as cheeky and as charming as you'd hope. And like Cara, he is too very mesmerising in every scene, be it a two-hander or a three-handed scene. He also has a really fully rounded and a gorgeous voice to boot. We find out about Bobby's aspirations to perhaps be a singer-songwriter as well. Now, of course, Bobby is the man who Cilla discovers is her world, and the journey between them is magical to watch. Now, of course, it's an introduction by young John Lennon to the music mogul Brian Epstein that changes Priscilla White's life forever. At the age of just 25, she became known as the singer and TV star Cilla Black, a number one selling artist and at the forefront of the Brit pop music scene. Now, Andrew Lancel, as Brian Epstein, was just utter perfection. Believable, like all the other leads, we really felt his vulnerability, and a great performance from him as the manager of the Beatles. And, of course, the man determined to have Cilla become the next diva, or rather, more accurately, the people's diva, capitalising on her popular girl-next-door quality. Now, renowned for demanding perfection, watching take after take of Burt Bacharach's Alfie was a complete masterclass in masterly singing and production. Now, the Cavern Band are just superb, and there are some particularly impressive turns, from Alan Howell as Burt Bacharach and Jerry Marsden, and once again doubling up, as all the characters do. Also treated to many hits from that Merseybeat sound, Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Beatles, and so much more. Michael Hawkins was particularly impressive as John Lennon, very good nuanced performance. He had all the mannerisms and the voice down to a T, as did the rest of those playing the Beatles. Of course, the other 60s sensational songs are guaranteed to have you sort of bopping in your seat. Now, it's a wonderful musical score, ultimate soundtrack to the 60s, including Cilla's greatest hits, Anyone Who Had a Heart, Alfie, Something Tells Me, Twist and Shout. And, of course, there's also The Mummer and the Puppers in there as well, and so much more. Now, Scott Adler does a brilliant job as musical director. Now, the show and Cilla herself very rightly deserved a standing ovation. Everyone was up on their feet very spontaneously. Not surprising, because it's a very special show, and you could feel that something was going to happen tonight. Indeed, it did. You got a lot of laughs, a lot of heart, and a lot of soul. So something tells me, if you're a fan of Cilla Black, you will love this show. You can get a medley of Merseybeat hits, and you can come into Cilla's world at Woking, of course, the New Victoria Theatre. This sensational show runs there until Saturday, the 24th of March. To go to book it, it's www.atgtickets.com/venues/new-victoria-theatre. And, of course, to find out where else it will be up and down the tour, it's on until November, so I suggest it to you, don't miss that show. Go to www.cillathemusical.com. And there we have it, Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Cilla the Musical at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.